Greetings, everybody, and welcome to the third and final week of my series on Windows 2000. Last week, when I finished up, I was talking about the Windows 2000 documentation for the Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer exams. A little bit of research has shown me that some of the Windows 98 exam material is also available. I wanted to make sure to clarify that before going on. So enough babbling here. I'm going to now discuss the one other feature I want to make sure I cover of 2000, which is the Narrator program. Narrator is sort of a really poor man's screen reader. There really is no reason for anybody to have to use Narrator. The only good reason, I believe, for using it is if you happen to walk up to a machine which doesn't have a screen reader on it and you need to do certain management tasks. The way you use it is I'm sitting at my system now, logged in as administrator, and I'm going to hit the Control Escape and R and just type Narrator.
Foreground window, tray, page tab list, start, push button, toolbar, Narrator, page tab, tray, page tab list, toolbar, tray, page tab list.
Now, I let it do all that babbling to sort of prove a point. And that is that this is no Window Eyes or JFW or Window Bridge we're dealing with here. This is a very simple, very talkative piece of software which tends to read the item with focus much more than simply reading anything you ask it to. I'm sure there's a great deal of in the way of commands to Narrator that I'm not familiar with. I did use it a little bit because I installed Windows 2000 before JFW was available. If I hit the tab key,
tab, toolbar, normal.
This is an interesting change. Well, let me just keep tabbing.
Foreground window, program manager, desktop, list, VC++, list item, desk control.
I'll silence it. That's the VC++, which is the Visual C++ icon on my desktop. It's been a long time since I've heard the desktop referred to as Program Manager, but hey, what can I say?
Foreground window.
Tab again.
Start. Push button to press. Use space bar. Control.
I'll silence it. The start button, you notice it realizes it's a button and says to press. Push space bar.
Tab. Toolbar. Normal. Show desktop. Push button. Normal. To press. Use space bar.
Now, one of the things that I immediately noticed when I ran Narrator was that the quick launch bar is very accessible. You notice it just said show desktop, and if I use my right arrow,
launch Internet Explorer browser, push button, normal, to press, use space bar,
I can launch Internet Explorer,
launch Outlook Express, push button, normal,
I can launch Outlook
control.
Express, etc., etc. This is a small toolbar which appears between the start button and the taskbar. And at the time it came out, and even once JFW was released, Narrator, the free thing, actually did something that JFW didn't do. This is probably the only thing it did that JFW didn't do, and I believe JFW does it just fine now.
Tray, page tab list.
And you get back to the task tray.
Narrator, page tab.
Has Narrator in it. Calls it a page tab. I don't know why, but if I hit go into Explorer.
Window, list, toolbar, address, combo box, my computer, toolbar, list, outline, status bar, my computer, control.
It's awfully noisy. I'm going to just hit tab and get to the list view.
Tab. List. 3 1/2 floppy bay. List item. Control.
This is my computer, so I have my floppy drive.
Mozilla C. List item.
I have Mattioli drive C. So I label my drive Mattioli and I'll hit enter.
List. Emily. List item.
A movie.
Passport. List item. Audio. List item. Control.
And as you hear, I'm just scrolling down through my directory. Okay, I'm on my audio directory, and I'll hit the program menu.
Pop-up start.
Or context menu, rather.
Explore. Properties.
Go to the bottom.
Item. Menu end.
Hit properties.
Foreground window. Audio properties. Read only. Checkbox. To check, press space bar. Audio properties. Dialog. Page tab list. General. Page tab. Web sharing. Page tab. Sharing, page tab, security, page tab, general, property page, folder name, type, location, size on disk, contains, creative control.
There's a lot of information here, and you notice it's not necessarily reading it in the order you want it to. Worse yet, I don't really have a good way of getting it to review the screen. There may be sufficient commands to do this, but I haven't found them. This is made all the worse because, by default, Narrator uses the Microsoft Speech Engine, which I find fairly difficult to understand. It will use any SAPI-compliant speech engine on the system. So I'm going to stop for a moment and unload Narrator and bring up JFW for a few quick demos. Okay, I've unloaded Narrator and reloaded JAWS, and I'm back in the Properties dialog for my audio directory, and let me just quickly go through the tabs of this dialog. The general tab is very much like the Windows 95 and 98 tab. One feature I particularly like about this dialog is a couple lines down here.
Audio, type colon file folder. Location colon C colon backslash size colon 1.04 GB left paren 1,100.
This gives you the size of the folder, which is actually the size of all the files and subfolders within that folder.
Size on disk colon 1.04 GB left.
And the size on disk is also there. I believe if you compress these directories, then the size and the size on disk are different.
Web sharing tab.
The web sharing tab allows me to share this folder on the web, which is to say I can make it accessible and then write web pages and whatnot and put them in here and have web pages refer to this folder and do all kinds of interesting things.
Sharing tab.
The sharing tab allows me to share on my local network and set up share level permissions.
Security tab.
And the security lets me set up file system level permissions.
Audio.
And that's pretty much what's in here. Now,
escape. Audio. PC.
I'm going to close Explorer.
Off key. Leaving menus. Taskbar.
And I'm going to log out.
Start menu. U L. Log off administrator. Enter.
And you're going to hear Windows log me out.
Please wait. Dot 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 dialog. Closing network connections, dot, dot, dot. Welcome to Windows Dialog. Control-Alt-L helps keep your password secure, period. Click Help for more information, period. Press Control-Alt-Delete to begin, period.
And you'll notice that JAWS is now talking at the Windows login screen. This is because JAWS is actually a service, an NT service, which means it will run all the time so long as the system is up. So I'm going to hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Log onto Windows Dialog.
And I'm going to set my username to Mattioli.
Shift-Tab. Username colon edit. A-A-O-I. Tab.
And my password.
Star.
And hit Enter.
Enter. Please wait dot 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 dialog. Loading your personal settings dot dot dot.
And it has now logged me in as Mattioli as opposed to logging me in as administrator. I can go into Explorer and start navigating around and very quickly find that there are things I no longer have the privileges to do, such as accessing my audio directory, for instance, which is was actually created as administrator. What I'm going to do instead
Start menu. New Office Stack Escape.
Is hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Windows Security Dialog. John Maioli is logged on as desktop rank slash Maioli period. Login date colon 9/20/2010/38:23 p.m. Log computer button.
Now I am in the security dialog, and if I tab around, I can lock the computer.
Tab. Log off ... button.
I can log myself off, which it's much easier to do just by from the start menu.
Tab. Shut down ... button.
I can shut the computer down, and it's interesting that this button even appears at this point, because as a standard user, I'm not privileged enough to shut the computer down.
Tab. Change password ... button.
I can change my password.
Tab. Task manager button.
And I can bring up the task manager.
Enter. Windows task manager dialog. Processes page. Processes list view. Not selected system idle process 00013301816K.
So here I am in my list of running processes. Something which under 95 and 98 is impossible to get with JAWS. At least not with how third-party software.
And shows.exe.
I'm gone down to the end of the list, and I can read the name of the process, which is
S-E-C-H-O-S-T period. E-X-E-X-E 1532 00000.
And this is the information that the task manager has about it. If I go up to the top.
System idle process.
That's a system idle process.
Image name header bar pit header bar CPU header bar CPU time header bar mem usage header bar scroll up symbol.
So I can get the image name, which is the name of the process.
System idle process. Zero off none.
Let me turn off screen echo here.
Name header bar. Pit header bar.
I can get the process ID.
CPU header bar.
I can get the CPU the process is running on.
CPU header bar. Time header bar.
I can get the CPU time, which is the amount of time this process is taken.
Mem header bar.
And I can get the amount of memory allocated to the process. Now the system idle process, of course, is always running in the background whenever nothing else is happening.
Home. Idle. Process. Zero.
And its process ID is zero, because it's, I guess, the first process created.
96. 1332.02.
1332.02 is the amount of time it's had.
16K.
And it's using 16K of my 128 meg, so it's not very big. And in here, I can actually shut down processes or do whatever I want, and I have to say it's really nice to be able to do it.
Applications tab, processes tab, home.
This particular application has three tabs, and if I switch to the application tab,
left mouse button, applications page, test list view, graphic 835, my computer running.
When at one.
I guess I have a my computer running.
PC preserve.
Processes colon 34 CPU usage colon 4% mem usage colon 125,176 K slash 300.
Okay, whoa. All kinds of information here on
processes colon
what's going on in my system.
Processes colon 34.
I have 34 processes.
CPU usage colon 8%.
My CPU usage is only 8%.
Mem usage colon 125,064 K slash 310,000.
Have 125,000 of about 320,000 K of memory. Now, the reason there's so much memory being listed there is because Windows 2000, like Windows 95 and 98, uses virtual memory, and I have quite a bit of it set up. So you can see I have access to the process manager, which I never had under 98.
Okay, file
home. I'm going to close this.
Left mouse button.
Menu to PC. X. Leaving menus. Taskbar.
And I'm back to the taskbar. There's so much I could talk about and demonstrate with Windows 2000 that this could go on forever. I hope I've helped clarify to some degree the benefits of 2000 over 95 and 98 and now Millennium. And if not, send me some email, and whatever questions you have, I'll do my best to answer. I can be reached at Mattioli, that's M-A-T-T-I-O-L-I, at pobox.com. And I hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. This is John Mattioli for ACB Radio's Main Menu.